Tales from a Time Gone By, Flashback with Sheetal Iyer, only on The Podcaster.
Come on, that has to be one of the most recognizable pieces of theme music to come out of Hindi cinema in the history of Indian cinema, I would stretch and say, and I don't think too many people will disagree, the theme song of Dawn. And that should give you the clue of the subject of Flashback today. Welcome to the show. This is Sheetal. We're going to be talking Kalyanji Anandji. But I have to add or digress a little bit over here, because if his SoundCloud account is something to go by, then Babla, their younger brother, had something to do with the composition of that theme song as well. And speaking of Babla, Babla and Kanchan, remember that phrase? It really was a phrase in the 70s and 80s. And this was a husband and wife pair that became really popular in countries like Fiji, Suriname, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, for their chutney soca music. An example of a soca hit, I'm sure you remember this one, Arrow's Hot Hot Hot.
Olé, olé.
And Babla and Kanchan's version of Chutney Soka of the same song? Essentially a fusion of Indian folk traditions and also African calypso. But yes, I'm guessing this whole popularity of Babla and Kanchan owes its roots in something that Kalyanji Anandji were very, very famous for. And I suppose the younger brother might have learned the power of including the diaspora in your musical endeavors. And that is something that began with these Kalyanji Anandji nights. And that is also where I first sort of internalized the phrase Kalyanji Anandji. Before this, I had heard their music, but I had no idea who they were. They could have been actors for all I cared. I know this is not the right thing to say, but then I was about 9 or 10 at the time. And this is how I discovered Kalyanji Anandji, or figured out they existed and they were people to reckon with. So the year is 1982, and there's a cassette that arrives at home, and it is Kalyanji Anandji Nights with Amitabh Bachchan in Toronto. And Amitabh Bachchan clearly seems to be on stage performing the popular Lavaris song Mere Angne Mein. This was a stage staple for him. And every time he would say Jiski Bibi Choti and then call Jaya Bhadhuri or point to her, the crowd would be in raptures all over again. It was a trick that he loved to pull out at every concert, I think. But nevertheless, I'm digressing. The phrase here was Jiski Bibi Bhengi. Completely inappropriate for this day and age. But remember, that was the 80s. And he looks to this person next to him and he decides to explain what the word really means. And this is how he chose to do it. So really, through an O.P. Nayyar song from the 50s, that's how the name came to mean something to me, Kalyanji Anandji. And again, I didn't know it at the time, but all of the songs that I really loved in a certain period of the late 70s to the early 80s were compositions by Kalyanji Anandji. For example, Main Hoon Don. I didn't really care for Ye Mera Dil or any one of the other songs from the soundtrack. For me, it was always Main Hoon Don. That was something, you know, outstanding as far as I was concerned. Or O Saathi Re from Mukaddar Ka Sikandar. A lot of people like Dil To Hai Dil. Pyar Zindagi Hai is also, of course, you'll remember the Princess Leia hairstyle that Rakhi had. It was hideous, but nevertheless. Or the title song, Mukaddar Ka Sikandar, written by Anjaan, what lyrics. Or for that matter, even the biggest number in that album, which is, in my opinion, Salame Ishq. For me, it was always O Saathi Re. I would weep every time the song played in the movie, or the tune played, that typical tune, you know what I'm talking about, this one. Yeah, Yeah, I would be in tears. And later in the 80s, Kurbani, the title song of Kurbani, not any of the other songs. Interestingly, this was what caught my attention, probably because of that Mid-Eastern flavor, and that really appealed to me. And then there was Jaabaaz. Again, not the other more melodious songs from the track, but this one, possibly because of this, you know, odd element. Pyar Do Pyar Lo picturized on Rekha in Jaabaaz, and clearly they'd also recruited a lot of overseas dancers for the picturization of this one. Then there's a special song because my brother, you was taught to sing this, I don't know why, on stage, a sad song for a little child. I have no idea, but I think he performed this in school at some point.
Mera jeevan pura kaagaz pura hi reh gaya.
Kora Kagaz also had an award-winning Lata Mangeshkar song, and you'll hear Anandji talk about that a little later on. And yes, I forgot to mention the most important part of Flashback. We will be pulling up an interview from the archives with Anandji. This interview I had recorded myself sometime in the mid to late 2000s. I'm pretty embarrassed because I giggled quite a lot, but Anandji has this way of putting you at ease. You'll discover, you'll hear a bit of that on, as the show rolls on. But yes, just because I have spoken of 70s and 80s doesn't really mean that's all there is to this music director duo. That, when it comes to duos, sits between Shankar Jaikishan and Lakshmikant Pyarelal. You know what I mean? Kalyanji, Anandji occupy that middle space when you look at the timeline per se, only the timeline. Anyway, I've got someone interesting to offer us that perspective on what sets Kalyanji Anandji's music apart, because you would think maybe nothing else, because they were highly adaptable as music directors, changed their compositions to suit things like location, character, mood and so on. But then you will discover that I am wrong when I say there is no specific Kalyanji Anandji style. So after that very long introduction of why Kalyanji Anandji is so personal to me and indeed were the soundtrack of my growing up years, let us hear Anandji introduce himself. It's a bit weird, you know, when someone says, hi, I'm Anandji, because you're like, then you don't say. But nevertheless, he also talks about what really set the music of that time apart in his own voice. And we will discover it one more time on this show.
नमस्ते सुनने वालों सबको मेरा नमस्कार. मैं आनंद जी बोल रहा हूँ. कल्याण जी आनंद जी में से आनंद जी यानी कल्याण जी भाई के छोटे भाई. रीजन ये है कि पहले तो ये है कि स्पेस जो था वो स्लो था. अब एवरीथिंग हैज बिकम सो फास्ट. इंस्टेंट सबको चाहिए, तो वो हो गया कि फास्ट फूड जैसा हो गया है
जी.
उन दिनों में गाने जो बनते थे वो गाने बनाने के लिए एक महीना भर राइटर लिखता था, उसमें सोचता था
राइट.
कहानी की सिचुएशन बनती थी, उस पे गाने बनते थे
right.
जैसे कि छोड़ दे सारी दुनिया किसी के लिए, ये मुनासिब नहीं आदमी के लिए
जी.
इस तरह के गाने जो है, फिर जैसे मैं तो एक ख्वाब हूँ, इस ख्वाब से तू प्यार न कर
जी, हिमालय की
अपने हाथों में हवाओं को गिरफ्तार न कर. तो ये इसमें समर्पण की जो भावना थी, वो भावनाएं जो थी वो बहुत हेल्प कर रही थी. और लिखने वाले भी कॉम्पिटिशन भी इतना अच्छा था, पोएट्री सब चलती थी बहुत अच्छी, तो वो एक मजा हुआ काम होता था, क्योंकि सभी उसी तरह का काम करते थे.
Sometimes a voice is enough to let us time travel. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer.
Now that I've got Anandji to successfully introduce himself to us, as if that was needed, let me introduce our special guest today. Now, that is a tenuous sort of a connection, but I'm going to give it a shot nevertheless. The story is that Anandji and Kalyanji were, we know the story, assistants to Hemant Kumar. And that's how the Bean music becomes part of their story, but we'll come to that later. So yes, Hemant Kumar, and music director Ravi was also his assistant at the time. And Ravi, you will remember for monster hits like Chaudhary Ka Chand, Dil Ke Arma Aasu Me, or that song that is so typically older people romance, you know, Ae Meri Zohra Jabi from Vakht, and Chalo Ek Baar from Gumrah, beautifully written by Sahir Udhyani. Anyway, that's Ravi. So in an interview, music director Ravi had told us that at the time, there was another Ravi Shankar, Pandit Ravi Shankar, in the music circles, and he had decided to drop his Shankar, that part of his name, so that he's not confused with the Pandit Ravi Shankar. So Ravi Shankar, music director, became just simply Ravi. As it turns out, I've got B. Ravi Shankar joining us today. And this is really how I met him. I was doing my research for this podcast and I came across a lot of content, but nothing quite as insightful as the posts by डी रविशंकर एंड आई जस्ट यू नो डिसाइडेड हियर्स अ मैन हु इज एबल टू टेल मी व्हाट इज डिस्टिंक्टिव अबाउट कल्याण जी आनंद जी'स म्यूजिक बिकॉज आई वाज हार्ड प्रेस्ड टू विद माय अनट्रेन्ड ईयर वाज अनएबल टू टेल व्हाट दैट डिफरेंस वाज सो आई डिसाइडेड ओके लेट मी पुट अ कमेंट इन द पोस्ट यू नो इन द ब्लॉग पोस्ट एंड सी इफ ही रिस्पॉन्ड्स एंड ही डिड एंड हियर ही इज टुडे सो बी रविशंकर इज हु वी हैव ही इज बाय द वे एन आईटी प्रोफेशनल ही इज बीन पार्ट ऑफ ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस लाइक टेक महिंद्रा एंड कैपजेमिनी ही इज अ पीजी वुडहाउस फैन बट He is also a massive fan of Kalyanji Anandji. So much so that apparently Anandji's son got in touch with Ravi and invited him to visit Anandji because apparently Anandji felt that nobody had done his work, the kind of their work, the kind of justice that B. Ravi Shankar had through his writings on their music. So I decided who better than him than having been invited by Anandji himself to his house to share a cup of coffee or a meal. Anyway, thank you so much, Ravi, for being part of Flashback on Kalyanji Anandji today. And how are you?
Thank you very much, Sital, for giving an opportunity to talk about Kalyanji Anandji, my favorite composer.
So tell us about your landing point. And I did play a clip sometime back to introduce people to how I came across Kalyanji Anandji's names. I mean, that became part of my zehen, as you call it. What was yours, Ravi?
Yeah, Sital, in the 60s and 70s, I used to listen to a lot of music on the radio. Mm-hmm. And somehow I felt that, you know, there was a very nice blend of melody and rhythm in their songs. Mm-hmm. And that appealed to me. So I became a fan and started following their music. And I found that you know, there's a distinct pattern to their style of composing. And I started liking those, you know, individual elements and patterns that they put into their songs. And so I have followed them quite a lot. And, you know, there have been many evenings where, you know, I've been relaxing to Kalyanji Anandji music. Many nights where, you know, I slept to Kalyanji Anandji songs. I'm really indebted to them for giving me so much of joy. Not just to me, but I'm sure to millions of their fans and music lovers all over the world. Right. So that's how I got introduced to Kalyanji Anandji.
Clearly, different people land with Kalyanji Anandji through different routes. And let's figure out how Kalyanji Anandji themselves landed in the world of films. Listen.
मेरे नाना जो थे वो रंगून में रहते थे.
अच्छा.
वो वहाँ रहने के बाद उनको म्यूजिक का थोड़ा शौक था. बट मेरी नानी और ये लोग फोक में सब मेरी मदर बहुत अच्छा गरबा करती थी.
अच्छा, फोक म्यूजिक.
फोक म्यूजिक.
हाँ.
वो जो करती थी आज भी नहीं हमने देखा किसी को उस तरह से वो मटका लेके टर्न होना ये होना
जी.
मगर वो गांव में जब रहते थे तो वो क्या नवरात्रि होती थी फिर शादियां होती थी तो उस वक्त वो मेला होता था तो ये सब कुछ था लेकिन ये सब कुछ नॉट एज कमर्शियल और एनीथिंग लेकिन एक जो लोक संगीत लोक होगी जो होता है वो ही होता था
जी.
तो वो म्यूजिकल होने के बाद भी हम दुकान पे बैठते थे.
अच्छा.
और मजा लेते थे उसका.
अच्छा.
क्योंकि दिस वाज द एज ऑफ स्टडी और आजादी के पहले के लोग हैं तो क्या होता था कि आजादी के पहले बहुत छुट्टियां हो जाती थी स्ट्राइक हो जाता था ये हो जाता था तो वो दुकान पे जाके बैठे दुकान पे बैठने का फायदा ये होता था ड्राई फ्रूट की दुकानें थी अनाज की दुकानें थी
तो खाते रहो
खाते रहो की सिवाय लोगों की साइकोलॉजी क्या है एक खरीदने आने वाला आदमी अपना छोटा भी आदमी है लेकिन उसका कॉन्फिडेंस क्या होता है उसके तौर तरीके क्या होते हैं उसके साथ एज अ बिजनेसमैन आपको कस्टमर इधर राइट करके चलना है हाउ टू टैकल देम डिफरेंट लैंग्वेजेस आप सीख सकते हैं डिफरेंट लोगों की साइकोलॉजी समझ सकते हैं ये एडवांटेज बहुत होता है.
पर आनंद जी आप तो शाह हैं तो आदमी पहचानना आपके दाएं हाथ का खेल होगा.
Is it old school disco you groove to? Or is it a ghazal that moves you? Sheetal Iyer has everything covered and then some more. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer. Only on The Podcaster. Powered by Timber Media.
No offense meant to Shahs whatsoever, but that was Anandji talking about early days, spending time at the store and picking up things that probably informed their direction in music in a certain way. Also about the folk traditions that they grew up in. Anyway, that said, signature style, that's really what really led me to you, Ravi. So I had to ask at this point, because it's not to say that they didn't give us signature or anthem kind of music. Don, I've already established that. Then if you think of a patriotic song that unites this country, one song, everybody, मेरे देश की धरती.
मेरे देश की धरती सोना उगले उगले हीरे मोती मेरे देश की धरती.
If you think Janmashtami, there is this one. If I just have to say the word wedding, band baja barat, then nothing has to play. You'll start playing this in your head. Meri pyari behniya from Sacha Jhoota.
मेरी प्यारी बहनिया बनेगी दुल्हनिया.
So not to say there wasn't a signature style, and yet when you think about it in a larger perspective, right? If you say dum dum diga diga, somehow you could get confused that that's Shankar Jaikishan's music. Any number of the 60s songs, whether it's Bekhudi Mein Sanam from Haseena Maan Jaogi or Kabhi Raat Din from Aamne Saamne, these could sound like any one of their contemporaries. The music of the 70s, Zindagi Ka Safar, Jeevan Se Bhari, Pal Pal Dil Ke Paas, Vada Kar Le Sajna, you're somehow confused. R.D. Barman, Lakshmi Pyare, Kalyan Ji Anandji, who is it? And yet, they stood for something, because I'd be terribly wrong if I said they did not have a signature style, especially after I read some of what you had written. So tell us, what is it that, if there is a person who's setting out to explore Kalyan Ji Anandji's music, what are the motifs or the special effects and things that they did in their songs that you should be looking out for?
Sheetal, quite often, most of today's listeners remember Kalyan Ji Anandji, based on their music for Dawn and Mukaddar Ka Sikandar, Kurbani, and so on. But over the years, there have been distinctive patterns that I have observed in their music. Right from, the late 50s, they actually started off in 1958. So they had a very good run in the 60s, especially building up to some huge successes in the later half of 60s. Right. So one of the hallmarks of their music has always been an equal importance given to orchestration and arrangements. For example, if you take, a song from Ji Chata Hai, Hum Chor Chile Hain is a song which is sung by Mukesh. There is a beautiful orchestration, accompanying the song. If you take, for example, Mujhko Is Raat Ki Tanhai Mein. Again, that's a very sad song, but they've added a lot of attractive orchestration using trumpets and so on to enhance the beauty of the song and make the song popular from an orchestration point of view as well. You have Vada Karle Sajana from Haath Ki Safai. And specifically coming to instruments, there's a distinctive pattern that you can notice in all Kalyan Ji Anandji songs, and that is their use of string instruments. There's a Mukesh song which goes, Mere Toote Hue Dil Se. And it is accompanied by beautiful strings. Then you have, of course, in the 70s, there are a lot of songs like Dharmatma, Tere Chehre Mein, where they used Mideastern string instruments. Plus, there's a particular style that they have in their composition. In the vocals, some of the songs have very elongated notes. There's a very popular song from Upkar, Kasme Vaade Sang Ve Munnade for Pran. In that song, for example, there is a Masiha. Okay, Masiha word, is elongated.
Hoga Masiha.
Or you refer to, O Saathi Re from Mukaddar Ka Sikandar. The Re gets elongated. There's a, Lata Mangeshkar song from Johnny Mirana, Babul Pyare. The Pyare gets elongated. So all these, in the vocals, they elongate the note because, first of all, it adds, to the beauty of the song. It makes the song elegant. And, with a slight, what is technically called as a murki at the end, it adds a touch of, grace to the song as well. So this is one more element, which is a distinctive element of a pattern that they use. And, there's also a fourth type of pattern that I've observed. When they're playing the orchestration, they pay a lot of attention to, how the music starts and stops. So there is what I would call as, pause and start. In technical terms, some people refer to it as a third effect, in the sense that you play a music and then, you bring it to a certain level of, not exactly a crescendo, but a certain level of excitement, and you stop. and then, you know, the rest of the song or, you know, some other instrument picks up. So this is technically what is called as a thod by some people. So they have used that, you know, pattern quite a lot in many songs. There is, for example, in Paris, there's a song called Tere Ho Tonke, which is actually a duet by Mukesh and Lata. Or there's another duet from Purnima called Hamsafar Mere Hamsafar. And one more that can come is from Kurbani. You know, it starts off in a folk style, and then there's a stop, and then it again, you know, picks up the tempo.
Hum tumhe chahte hai.
So they're all different patterns that they have used in their composition, which makes their songs distinctive. So, I mean, as a beginner, you know, if you see these type of songs, then you can be fairly certain that, you know, these are Kalyan Janani's songs, you know, especially if you listen to the 1960s and the 70s songs.
Clearly, I was wrong. I mean, I knew I was wrong. But you don't just get to win awards like the one that they won for Saraswati Chandra or Gora Kagaz. You don't get to do that if you do not have a certain disciplined approach to your own music. You don't know what you're doing. You just bumble along because the director said so. So let's listen to Anand ji talk about awards.
देखिए encouragement कहीं पे भी मिलती हो ना और वो अगर genuine मिली है हम लोगों ने we never tried to achieve anything जो आ रहा है सहज भाव से हमारे पिताजी बोलते सहज पके सो मीठा हो तो ये लालचा में कहीं नहीं रहे कि ये मिल जाए कि ये मिल जाए कि इसके लिए कुछ करो तो वो जो सामने से खुद ही आया है तो उसका एक मजा अलग होता है तो आप दुनिया के सामने तो आप कुछ कह सकते हैं कि ये हमने अचीव दिस थिंग बट योर हार्ट विल से कि दिस इज योर स्नैच फ्रॉम समबडी सो देखिए पहले हमको सिने म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर एसोसिएशन ने हिमालय की गोद के लिए अवार्ड दिया था ठीक है ना ये किसी किन्नों ने दिया था म्यूजिक डायरेक्टरों ने एक नया दौर निकला था कि भाई अपने लोगों में कॉम्पिटिशन अच्छा काम होने के लिए हम ही सिलेक्ट करेंगे और उसमें ये गाना सबने सिलेक्ट किया हिमालय की गोद में मैं तो एक ख्वाब हूँ अब 1965 फिर 1968 में सरस्वती चंद्र का अवार्ड मिला अब ये अवार्ड जो था ये बड़ा इंटरेस्टिंग इसलिए था जमाना आ गया था कलर का सारी पिक्चरें कलर में बन रही और जो हमारे गुजराती प्रोड्यूसर थे उन्होंने बोला कि ये सब्जेक्ट गुजरात का है म्यूजिक आपको ही देना होगा और ये पिक्चर बनेगी ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट में तो जरा रुक गए हम लोग कि भाई अब जमाना जब कलर का है तो आपको ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट में क्यों बनाना बोले ये प्री इंडिपेंडेंस की पिक्चर है और हमको वो डार्क पीरियड दिखाना है और वो संस्कार दिखाने हैं और इसमें हीरो भी नया होगा डायरेक्टर भी नया होगा शुरू में निम्मी जी थी और म्यूजिक आपको देना है आप कुछ हाँ बोलेंगे ना बोलेंगे उससे कोई मतलब नहीं तो हम लोगों ने पिक्चर सोचा कि चलो अच्छा है कि एक रफ पीच पे काम करना है चलो करके देखते हैं क्या होता है और उसका मजा भी आया लोगों को क्योंकि गुजराती टच भी रखना है हिंदी में गाने देने हैं भाव वही रहे कि गुजराती जो सहमी हुई कि फूल तुम्हें भेजा है खत में ये और जो वहाँ की संस्कृति है उसको लेके चलना था तो हिंदी विजय ने भी बहुत अच्छा काम किया अच्छा। और बड़ा मजा आया उसको
चंदन सबदन चंचल चितवन.
Sometimes a voice is enough to let us time travel. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer.
Okay. You know, apart from the awards, there's also a very interesting aspect of their music, which is two of their songs. One is Ae Nau Jawan from Apraadh and Ye Mera Dil from Dawn. Some of the music has been incorporated into a rap style of song. And they won an award from BMI. So that's really noteworthy. And of course, apart from the awards, you know, there is also a recognition in Binaka Geet Mala. So right from 1965, when they had their Saheli song featured in Binaka Geet Mala, they had quite a few. 1973 was Zanjeer song. 1974 was Kora Kagaz. And later on, you know, there were many more. So there have been quite, apart from the awards, there have been you know, good recognition also in the form of Binaka Geet Mala toppers.
Yeah. It's interesting that you mentioned the Ae Nau Jawan song from Apraadh, which also, by the way, was a Feroz Khan and Kalyan Janani partnership, which was fairly prolific in the 80s as well. But this relationship began in the 70s with Apraadh. This song, you know, I have to tell you this, Ravi, off the in the World Space days, we've done, Farishta was a 24-hour radio station, years of that content going out. Radio City as an FMRJ, I've done several Asha Bhosle retrospectives, Kalyan Jananji tributes. But not a single time have I actually played Ae Nau Jawan from Apraadh on any one of those shows. And it's unbelievable that I have managed to go through life without drawing attention to this particular aspect. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play that small little bit. And Don't Funk With My Heart by the Black Eyed Peas is where you see both these songs being sampled. So listen up. You know, I want to do another sort of a contrast over here. And this is not Kalyanji Anandji's music at all, per se. It's Hemant Kumar's music in Nagin, Mandole. And cut to a more recent time, Love Aajkal was the film. And you had this song called Twist. Listen. So what I find fascinating is that the other day I found this meme or something, I don't know what it was, but it was about typical dances for parties. So there's a 9 p.m. dance, then there's a 12 midnight kind of dance, then there's a 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. kind of dance when everybody's completely gone. And that is the Nagin dance. This tune seems to have become part of our sense of what the snake charmers could have played back in the day as well. We seem to think that it's some folk tradition handed down orally, and then finally we've taken it and converted it. And we know that Kalyanji, as his assistant, played this tune for him on the clavulin. But interestingly, who composed that bit? You would have thought it's Hemant Da, right? But no, as it turns out, Shyamanuja, another blogger with posts on, you can check out, I think, Nothing to Declare, that's what it's called, very, very interesting articles. He decided to dig deep. And boy, did he dig deep, because he's discovered that the tune was actually composed by a Goa-born pianist by the name of Lucila Pacheco. That's what her name was. And she came up with the tune, which we now recognize as the Bean or the Nagin dance song or tune. And that was taken by Hemant Kumar for the song Mandole. And that was played by Kalyanji, who had access to this new instrument called the clavulin. Ravi, I'm curious to know, did this come up in conversation about this particular thing? Because everyone, when you talk about Kalyanji Anandji, will talk about this piece, although they didn't really compose it at all. So tell us.
But who composed did not come up, Sheetal, but he did tell me that his father actually loved reading foreign magazines at that time. And in one of those, he saw this instrument, clavulin that you're referring to. And that is when he thought, that he would actually get it. And it took quite a while to get that instrument to India because it had to be imported from other countries.
Right.
But Anandji clearly mentioned that it was his father who saw the instrument in a magazine and then, got it into India. And then Kalyanji started playing that. And of course, it became very popular. Not only in Nagin, but in, I think Anandji also mentioned that prior to that, they did use that instrument in another film.
Yeah.
Plus also in Madari, there's a beautiful duet, which has this bean type of sound.
Right, right. Interesting, the kind of doors that really open once you begin on a journey like this, right? Looking for Kalyanji Anandji, and yet you're finding people like Lucila Pacheco. I love this already. Listen anyway to what Anandji had to say about this moment in time.
Inke liye, Hemantji ke liye, sirf bean bajayi thi. Because that was the instrument which was the first synthesizer in India, jisse ke pehli baar ye aaya tha. Aur usme bean nahi to baj nahi sakti. Original jo pungi hoti hai, 4-5 note hote hain. To usme ye crescendo to tha jo. Ra 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 upar jana jo hai, wo nahi ho sakta. Par is picture Nagin se pehle aayi thi picture Nag Panchami. Usme ek gana tha, malum hai aapko? वो नाग कहीं जा दसी हो रही मेरे पिया को बसी हो रही. चित्रगुप्त जी का म्यूजिक था इसमें और दिलीप धोलकिया करके हमारे दोस्त हैं.
हाँ.
जो उन्होंने गुजराती गाने भी गाए हैं, आंखनुआ फिड़ी और ये गुजराती गाने थे उनके, वो साथ में जुड़े हुए थे. तो उनको एक प्रॉब्लम आ चुका था कि भाई अभी इसमें बीन में क्रिसेंडो करना है.
अच्छा.
आगे बढ़ना वो कैसे होगा, इसमें तो हो नहीं सकता. तो उन्होंने बोला कि एक इंस्ट्रूमेंट आया उसमें देखते हैं. तो वो उसमें थोड़ा सा इधर उधर कॉम्बिनेशन करके वो किया और वो गाना बहुत चल गया था. तो उसको देख के इन्होंने बोला, प्रोड्यूसर व्यापारी आदमी है ना.
हाँ,
तो बोले कि ये कैसे काय को चल रही है. तो उन्होंने बोला कि बस इस पिक्चर में एक गाना है.
हाँ.
जो सांप आके उसको ये डसता है और ये करता है, तो उससे ये हो रहा है. तो बोले अगर एक गाने से ये चलता है तो ऐसा क्यों नहीं करे कि पूरी पिक्चर ही बना
डाले.
तो उन्होंने नागिन बना डाली. हेमंत का म्यूजिक था तो शुरू में तो वो जाके उन्होंने पूछा कि भाई वो बीन चाहिए हमको. तो हम लोग उसको पुंगी बोलते थे. बोले बीन तो इसमें आती नहीं है. तो बोले कि नहीं, बीन आप नहीं बजाइए. तो बोले ये कौन सी, बोले फलन पिक्चर में. अच्छा, उसको हम लोग पुंगी बोलते थे. फिर बोले कि हाँ यही चाहिए. वो उसका पूरा हुआ. वो लकीली वो पिक्चर का म्यूजिक इतना हिट हो गया और ये बीन जो ऐसी हुई कि इंडस्ट्री में एक मिशन का इतना नाम हो जाना एक दिन में, वो इत्तेफाक था, कुछ ईश्वर की कृपा थी
जी,
तो ये सब कुछ हो गया।
Sometimes a voice is enough to let us time travel. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer.
Any other anecdotes, perhaps it came from Anandji himself, Ravi, that come to mind?
Yeah, this is one interesting anecdote about the song Mere Desh Ki Dharti. You know, it's been recorded in quite a few places that the whole song took about 48 hours of recording. Because of the huge orchestration behind it. But Anandji shared a very interesting anecdote, and he said that actually the song was not Mere Desh Ki Dharti to start with, but it was Ye Desh Ki Dharti to start with.
Okay.
And then Kalyanji Anandji, you know, had a discussion with Manoj Kumar to say that, you know, it should come out as a more personal thing, and therefore there should be a Mere there. And then the camera angles can also focus on you and so on.
Nice. And that, I mean, can't imagine the song is Ye Desh Ki Dharti anymore. Super, written by Gulshan Bhavra. There is, of course, several other partnerships of this nature that Kalyanji Anandji were known for, as in working with people who are making their debut. We'll come to that a little bit later. Here's this other question I have, right? Why Kalyanji Anandji? Have you thought about that, Ravi, yourself? Like Husnilal Bhagatram, Shankar Jaikishan, Lakshmi Kant Pyarelal, but Kalyanji Anandji, not Kalyan Anand.
I really did not think about it, Sheetal, because the name has been so embedded in my mind that, you know, I cannot think of it as anything other than Kalyanji Anandji. But so interestingly, there's another anecdote. You know, we know that Kalyanji Anandji are brothers, and they also have a younger brother, Babla, you know, who played a very big role in their music, you know, in the later half of 60s and 70s and so on. There are actually four brothers, not just the three of them, but there are actually four brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another interesting, you know, family anecdote shared by Anandji.
Anandji himself, interesting.
Yeah.
Four brothers, and we only know of the two.
and of course, Babla.
Babla. Anyway, have you also pondered this particular question of when there is a duo, a music director duo, who does what?
Yeah, in fact, you know, when I was listening to the songs on the radio in the 60s and 70s, you know, I was always wondering when you heard a Shankar Jaikishan song, you know, which song was composed by Shankar, which song was composed by Jaikishan. And I started looking for patterns. And thereafter, you know, I started deducing that, you know, this is a Shankar tune, this is a Jaikishan tune. Similarly, you know, I have my own instinctive view of how Kalyanji Anandji used to work. And Anandji also shared that, you know, basically the director had full freedom. He would narrate a situation, and both Kalyanji could come up with a tune and Anandji could come up with a tune, and the director could choose one of the two. That is one. Or if he wanted and he felt that, you know, for a particular situation, one of the brothers, you know, who could come out with a better tune, you know, he could directly approach that brother and say, for this situation, I want you to compose the tune. So the Kalyanji Anandji, I heard that, you know, they used to give a lot of flexibility to the directors. The directors could choose from multiple options, you know, given by both the brothers, as well as, you know, if they wanted, they could approach a specific brother for composing the tune.
Interesting, because you would think sometimes it's about who's better at what, right? That is what I would have imagined, like you're better at this particular instrument, so you do that, or you're better at this particular situation, so you do that. But you've not heard of any such.
I asked Anandji as well. You know, it's fairly well known that Kalyanji used to favor, you know, some ragas, you know, like say Charu Kesi. But Anandji did not have any preference for any particular raga. And I think most of Anandji's songs were instinctive. You know, for example, the song Os Hathi Re, you know, Anandji was with his friends in a hospital in a grave situation, and that is where, you know, the tune came to him instinctively. And for most composers, you know, either the song comes instinctively or intuitively, or, you know, sometimes they take a bass tune and then they work on it, in effect, you know, crafting a tune for the director. So, you know, in Anandji's case, you know, quite a few of the songs came instinctively.
And I see why O Sathi Re is an instinctive kind of song, because like I was telling you, Ravi, earlier, this is a song that used to move me to tears. But I can be forgiven. I was young. I thought it was a real story. And I thought it was Amitabh Bachchan. Like you said, no, Kalyanji Anandji is a name that is burnt into our memories. For me, it was Amitabh Bachchan. There's no PH.
Yeah.
These are the funny kind of things that happen to us when we are growing up to music. But let's listen to what Anandji had to say about this. Coming together and who did what, because at that time, those many years ago, I deemed it fit to ask him. आप क्या करते हैं? लिसन टू व्हाट ही हैड टू से।
हम लोग क्या करते थे कि जो डायरेक्टर आएगा वो एक सिचुएशन समझाएगा हमें कि भाई ये ऐसी सिचुएशन है, हीरोइन इस तरह से ये है और उसने उसने गाना गाना है, घर में है लेकिन वो लवर को अपने किस तरह से ये कर रही है। तो वो उस टाइम पे दोनों अपने अपने दिमाग से एक एक ट्यून बनाते थे, फिर वो डायरेक्टर प्रोड्यूसर जो आके बैठते थे उनमें से जिनको कन्विंसिंग लगे कि भाई ये बेटर लगता है, इससे ये बेटर लगता है,
अच्छा
उसमें दोनों में से एक जिसकी भी ट्यून पसंद की उन्होंने
जी,
तो ही वीटो पावर हो जाता है, दूसरा उसमें सजेस्टिव हो जाता
है। अच्छा,
तो उसमें ये आसानी ये हो जाती है कि भाई दोनों दो दिमाग काम कर रहे हैं
हाँ।
और दोनों अलग अलग कुछ कर रहे हैं
राइट,
तो उसका एक फायदा होता था।
Is it old school disco you groove to? Or is it a ghazal that moves you? Sheetal Iyer has everything covered and then some more. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer. Only on The Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.
Throughout the interview, when I was revisiting this particular interview, I realized that everything seems to be very thought through. And that, I think, will be their biggest legacy. They didn't just do things here and now. There was always a grand, bigger plan, right? Whether it was partnering with newcomers, it's not just because they were some newcomers themselves. They were established music directors, and yet they chose to work with newbies like, at the time, Anil Ganguly, Firoz Khan, Chandra Barot himself. There was Govind Saraiya in Saraswati Chandra, and a host of others, even lyricists and singers, etc.
Yeah, in fact, one of the reasons that Anandji stated that newcomers would come to Kalyanji Anandji is, Kalyanji Anandji were an emerging name. You know, they had a fairly long list of, popular movies that were commercial hits, and the songs also were popular. And, at that time, there were stalwarts in the industry like Naushad, you have S.D. Burman, you have Madan Mohan Shankar Jackson, and so on. So if a new director comes, new director would have some ideas of how he wants to picturize a song, or how he wants a song to feel like, or how he wants a song to be composed. Now, if a new director is there and he's working with a very established, music stalwart like, say, Naushad or S.D. Burman, Shankar Jaikishan, they would hesitate to ask for what they want because, the stature of Naushad and Shankar Jaikishan was so high. So they would come to Kalyanji Anandji, firstly because, they knew that, Kalyanji Anandji gave a lot of popular songs and the movies were commercial hits, and they had the freedom to express what they wanted. And, people like Anandji also had multiple interests. Apart from music, he was interested in camera work and editing and so on. So he would give various suggestions. So I think this sort of a collaboration and, the easygoing nature of Kalyanji Anandji also helped the directors to feel comfortable in their presence and express what they want. And so I think it is just the nature, feeling comfortable in the presence of Kalyanji Anandji, and also, collaboratively taking ideas from them on editing, camera work and so on, that really made all new directors, come to Kalyanji Anandji.
Yeah, and when I started out, I said, there's something sometimes very telling about how someone responds to a question. Like I said, some of these things were not just happen chance. They were thought through. And this is what Anandji himself had to say about why they chose to collaborate with newer artists. Listen up.
नहीं वो क्या होता था कि एनी न्यू म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर यूज़ टू कम, तो जैसे आप मेरे से अभी हंस के बात कर रही है, ये कर रही है, आप अपनी स्क्रिप्ट को भूल गई हैं
है जी,
ठीक है, तो ये बिकमिंग वेरी फ्लुएंटली जो कुछ आ रहा है मन में वो हम बात कर रहे हैं
जी।
तो इस तरह से जितने भी डायरेक्टर आते थे उनको क्या नया डायरेक्टर होगा उसको बेचारे को पता नहीं है, तो उसको समझाना पड़ता है। फॉर देट यू शुड हैव नॉलेज ऑफ कैमरा एडिटिंग, ड्रामा क्या होता है, इसका जो है वो एडवांटेज होता था। और दो आदमी के पिक्चर चल जाने के बाद सामने वाला विश्वास करने लगता है कि भाई इनके पास जो कुछ है वो करते, जैसे अनिल दादे कोरा कागज के, वो एक सर्टन नॉर्म से लेके बैठे हुए थे कि ये, फिर अभी नया डायरेक्टर था तो उस जमाने में लोग बोलते थे इसमें फाइट डाल दो
हाँ।
कोई बोलेगा कॉमेडी डाल दो, तो हम बोलते दादा कुछ नहीं, ये बोलते रहेंगे सब लोग, अपने को जो बनाना है
वो
बनाएंगे। और फिर एडिटिंग के वक्त उनको हम बोलते थे कि ये वो बोलते नहीं, इसको तो मत काटो, इसको रखो, तो हम लोग थोड़ा दखलंदाजी हमारी रहती थी एडिटिंग।
अच्छा,
तो उसका एडवांटेज ये होता था कि फिर उनको बोला कि दादा बनना है कि नहीं,
अच्छा।
चल उड़ के घूमना है कि नहीं, तो बोले क्या बाबा क्या बोल रहे हो, तो बोला ये काटेंगे, इसको रखेंगे, इसको बढ़ाएंगे, इसको ये करेंगे, तो वो फेज में चलता था। और लकीली देखे ना कौन कौन यहाँ से आए,
मनमोहन देसाई
मनोज कुमार
सुभाष घई, कालीचरण,
बिल्कुल, फिर अर्जुन हिंगोरानी, फिर नरेंद्र बेदी, फिर एक जो हमारा था एक वो एक ही पिक्चर की उसने चालू मेरा नाम, तो वो हमारी एडिटिंग में हम लोग जाया करते थे, तो वहाँ कैंटीन में बॉय लड़का रहता था
जी।
नाम तो मैं भूल गया उसको, क्या नाम पिक्चर में उसने दिया, तो वो उसने आके बार बार में सजेशन दे हमको।
अच्छा।
कि सर वो कॉफी पिलाने आएगा तो बोलेगा सर वो सीन जो है ना निकाल दे तो नहीं अच्छा लगेगा
जी।
तो मैं बोले तू यार चाय बना रहा है कि इसमें इंटरेस्ट ले रहा है? तो बोले नहीं मेरे को इसलिए मैं आया हूँ। तो उसको उसने नाइट स्कूल में डाल दिया उसको।
अच्छा।
दो चार साल उसने पढ़ाई की
जी।
फिर एक दिन आया कि मुझे पिक्चर मिली है
जी।
तो पिक्चर करते करते उस लड़के को पिक्चर मिल गई
चालू मेरा नाम। अच्छा।
वो पिक्चर जुबली हो गई उसकी, इतफाक से वो दूसरी पिक्चर दो तीन मिली थी उसको
जी।
इतने में वो रिक्शा में उसको
एक्सीडेंट हो गया। ओके।
तो इस तरह से नए नए लोगों को काम देने का मजा भी आता है, वो सुनते हैं इसका मजा है। हाँ, और जैसे कमर साहब और जो पुराने भी बहुत अच्छे थे जैसे इंदिवर जी थे
जी।
उनको ब्रेक दे के उनको ब्रेक क्या देते
एनकरेजमेंट राइट।
अच्छा। और सिंगर जितने हैं सारे आज के
साधना सरगम, कुमार शानू, उदित नारायण, सुनिधि चौहान, अल्का याग्निक जी,
कमल बारोटी
जी जी,
ये सब यहाँ से ही बने हैं क्योंकि लोगों को पता था कि भाई यहाँ जाओ तो कुछ काम बनता है,
कुछ काम बनता है।
अगर हम लोग उसको इनको यंग एज में ट्रेन करते थे।
हाँ।
और कलंज का एक कहना हर वक्त रहता था
जी
कि हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन इस लाइन में क्या है। तो मैं बोला भाई हम अच्छी तरह काम करते हैं, लोगों को दखल नहीं आता है। बोले वो तो पैसा लेके काम कर रहे हैं उसका नहीं है कंट्रीब्यूशन। उसको बोलते हैं कि भाई आपने सोसाइटी के लिए जिसके में आप काम कर रहे हैं
जी।
उसके लिए कुछ अच्छा काम करके जाना है। तो बोले क्या करना चाहिए? बोले हम तो म्यूजिक में है तो म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर बनाने चाहिए हमको, सिंगर बनाने चाहिए क्योंकि आने वाली पीढ़ी के लिए अच्छे सिंगर होंगे तो अच्छे गाने बनेंगे ना।
एग्जैक्टली।
तो बोले हम हैं आज है कल नहीं होंगे, और ये तो सत्य है, इसमें कोई परमानेंट तो होता नहीं है। तो बोले ये काम अपने को करना चाहिए, अभी से बीज बोएंगे तो कुछ आगे बन के कुछ होगा
जी।
तो वो फिर वो बोला करिए, इसमें कोई ऐसी बात नहीं है। तो जितने भी बच्चे ट्रेंड होते थे वो नए नए गाने सिंगर कैसे गाएंगे क्या करेंगे वो सीखते थे। फिर उनको फुर्सत में उनको माइक पे लेके जाते थे, आप गाओ तो कैसे गाओगी, क्या फॉल्स है क्या ये है। तो इस तरह से वो हुआ।
Sometimes a voice is enough to let us time travel. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer.
So that really is a study in contrast, if you ask me. So, you know, the two brothers who could give us something like Chandan Sa Badan, or for that matter, Koi Jab Tumhara from Purab aur Paschim, could also then give you Apni To Jaise Taise from Lavaris, or, you know, the Jawas songs, or even that, you know, K.A. chap that you had on Sridev. You find it difficult to believe that it's the same set of people. And it's not to say that they are the only music directors who had done something like this. People who sounded a certain way in the 50s sounded entirely different in the, you know, 80s. Same goes for lyricists and how they wrote for different decades. But one thing about Kalyanji Anandji that stood out for me is that they were versatile within an album, within a decade, and across decades. This is versatility is not just for the sake of it. It's a nice word to use on music-based podcasts. Oh, the singer was very versatile. That actor is so versatile. But in their case, it really is the case. And what is the case that you would make, Ravi, for their versatile approach?
Yeah, that's a good point, Sital, about being versatile. You know, if you take a couple of their movies, you know, Saraswati Chandra, or you take Safar. In Safar, you know, you have this sad song, Zindagi Ka Safar. Then you have this beautiful song with a lovely sitar and flute prelude, Jeevan Se Bharit. And then you have, you know, again, a sort of a sad song sung by Lata Mangeshkar, Hamte Jinke Sahare. Then you have Mannade singing Nadia Chelere. So it's a more of a folk sort of a boatman sort of a song. And then, of course, you have Feroz Khan singing that song, you know. So you have a wide range of things, you know, folksy type, sad songs, joyous songs, you know, things that are very poetic and lyrical and romantic in nature. So you have the wide range. Also, across the years, you know, whether it is from the late 50s, or 60s or 70s or to early 80s. They were fairly versatile. I'll just give a few examples. You know, in terms of singers, they worked with Hemant Kumar and Talat Mehmood in the 50s and early 60s. And then, of course, they worked a lot with Mukesh. Mukesh was one singer for whom, you know, maximum number of songs were actually composed by Kalyanji Anandji. And all the way through to, you know, Suresh Vadkar, Anuradha Paudwal, Amit Kumar, and of course, Alka Yagnik. And then in terms of situations, if you just consider how versatile they were, you know, across the years and across decades, if you take the 60s, you know, in folk songs, you know, there's a very nice folk song by Lata Mangeshkar in Himalaya Ke Gon Mein, Kankariya Maar Ke Jagaya. And then, you know, there is another song sung by Pran in Amitabh Bachchan movie, a Nepalese tune, Hum Bolega. And then right up to dawn, you know, you have this folk song, you know, Khai Ke Paan Banaras Wala.
ओ खई के पान बनारस वाला.
So you know, across the years, you know, they did have a range of songs, you know, the folk type, and even if you take, you know, the semi-classical songs that they have composed, in the 60s, you know, they had a nice song by Lata Mangeshkar in Bluff Master. And then, of course, you have that award-winning Saraswati Chandra where the light classical music. Mm-hmm. And even as late as in the late 70s and 80s, you know, there is a song by Suresh Vadkar and Anuradha Paudwal called Rim Jim, you know, from, I think the movie is called Ye Rishta Na Toote.
Rim Jim, Rim Jim, Badra Barse, Pyasa Man Tarse, Pyasa Man Tarse.
It's all semi-classical. So they did have quite a range, you know, across the years, right from 60s to 70s and 80s. You know, they also had the ability to use the same raga base for different situations. And here are three songs that I will illustrate. If you take Chand Ki Deewar from Vishwas, you know, the same raga base that was used in Chand Ki Deewar was also used in a solo song, Chale Te Saath Milkar in Haseena Maan Jayenge. The same raga base was also used in a romantic duet, Kabhi Raat Din, you know, from Aamne Saamne. Again, to give you one more example of how versatile they were across the decades, if you take the 60s, you know, there is this Mujhko Is Raat Mein, which is an early Dharmendra movie in the 1960s. Right from there, you know, they excelled in sad situations and sad songs. Of course, you have the, you know, a very popular Zindagi Ka Safar from Safar. And even in Mukaddar Ka Sikandar, you know, in the climax, there is this Mohammad Rafi sad song, you know, which is sung in Mukaddar Ka Sikandar. So, or even later, you know, even with Suresh Vadkar, they had a very touching sad song. Or if you take, you know, joyous songs, you know, or with a touch of dancing element, of course, you have the very popular song Dum Dum Digga Digga from Chelia in the 1960s. There is a Johar Mehmood movie in which, you know, it became very popular. In fact, I used to listen to that song on radio quite a few times. Ye do diwane milke chale hain. They sing in a joyous way about going to jail. So that is one more song. There is one more aspect I think that we should, you know, remember about their music. See, the late 50s and the early 60s, there are a lot of these social dramas for which they scored good music. Suhagrat or Mehendi Lagi Mere Haath Mein or, you know, a number of social movies. And they transitioned, you know, very seamlessly into the 70s. Thanks to, you know, a lot of the help that they got from, you know, instrumentation and the rhythm section provided by Babla. So in 1965-66, you know, Babla joined them. And since then, he's been their key member of their team. And in fact, his name was credited as assistant in quite a few places. And he enabled them to transition seamlessly into the 70s. You know, when all the big stalwarts, you know, of the 60s, you know, were faltering because, you know, they could not adapt to the Western style of music. You know, Kalyan Jananji easily adapted the Western style of music. And, you know, through the crime thrillers of the mid-70s and later, they were able to adapt and they turned out, you know, many hits for Amitabh Bachchan and, you know, several other stars. So they were adaptable, which enabled them to be, you know, in the limelight till the 80s. You mentioned about, you know, the theme music of Dawn as being, you know, something that you can remember. I think, you know, there are several other pieces. If you listen to the background music, if you take Saraswati Chandra or Jab Jab Phool Khile, they had very pleasant and, you know, music that was appropriate to the situation. So they paid a lot of attention to the background music. You know, and Babla came in addition to Dawn, you know, Dawn came in 1978, but in 1970, there is this, you know, title music of Johnny Mera Naam.
Johnny Mera Naam.
Yeah, it was a big hit. It was really an iconic tune, and in fact, the tune was played throughout the movie quite a few times. And in addition, you know, he introduced a lot of new elements in the background. So there are several firsts, you know, in the background music that were introduced by Kalyan Jananji and Babla. The title music of Professor Pyarlal also was quite attractive. Dharmatma had beautiful theme music.
Thank you.
So yes, Kalyanji Anandji's focus on background music, clearly something that also set them apart. And, you know, Ravi just gave us a whole bunch of examples of that having happened. Now, here's Anandji himself talking about modern and old, the things that have changed in the time that he has spent in the film industry. Listen to him.
Extreme of anything is bad. अति सर्वत्र वर्जित है, समझे ना। अभी हमने भी गाने किए पल पल दिल के पास, वो मॉडर्न बीट में गाना है, जैसे आपने बोला कि आज तक वो चल रहा है, तो वो गानों में अंडर करंट तो इमोशंस है और बीट मॉडर्न है, ठीक है ना। तो उससे कुछ ये नहीं होता, लेकिन पूरा ही आप वो कर दो, कोई पोएट्री नहीं है, कुछ नहीं है, और एक गिमिक बना के बैठे हुए हैं। गाने तो हम भी गिमिक के करते थे, डम डम डिगा डिगा होता था, उड़ी बाबा भी होता था, लेकिन उसके साथ हम उसमें भी उड़ी बाबा, अभी आई का और कोई मतलब नहीं है। लोग अभी बच्चे अपने एबीसीडी से गए आई भूल गए, तो उनको इनडायरेक्टली याद करवाने के लिए ऑल इंडिया लेवल पे कम से कम ये तो पता चले कि हमारी बाराखड़ी ये है
जी।
फिर वो दूसरा एक्सपेरिमेंट वो था 1-2-3, वो 1-2-3-4-14 तक ले गए, तो उससे ऑल इंडिया लेवल में वो गाना समझ गए, नंबर पढ़ रहे,
नंबर्स भी सीख लिया लोगों ने,
सीख रहे
जी,
तो ऐसे थोड़े एक्सपेरिमेंट करते रहते हैं तो ये फायदा होता है। हर कोई अच्छा काम करना चाहता है, ओनली प्रॉब्लम ये है कि भाई उन दिनों में जो पिक्चरें बनती हैं उसका एक ही टाइप का सब्जेक्ट हो गया है।
अच्छा।
हमारे जमाने में वो होता था कि भाई कहानी ये होती थी कि इंटरवल तक तो जाके लड़का लड़की शायद एक दूसरे को करीब आ सके,
जी
ठीक है ना
जी।
अब क्या होगा, अब तो आते ही लड़की पहले जंप मारती है लड़के को, तो उसके वहां तो दी एंड ऑफ क्लाइमेक्स हो गया, और ये कोई भागवत तो है नहीं
जी,
है? जी। ये भी कृष्ण की शुरुआती पिक्चर की ड्रामा की वही होती है कि 8 बच्चे मर गए हैं, फादर जेल में है, और वहाँ से पूरा एक क्लाइमेक्स से तो स्टार्ट होती होगा
जी, जी,
है
जी,
अभी ऐसा तो कुछ है नहीं, तो वो जो चीज सब कुछ है वो होता है। आज वो गाना पहले नहीं बनता कि या उसको मूड नहीं बनता, उसको पहले तो रिदम के साथ बना के व्हाट इज द न्यू साउंड यू आर कमिंग अप, वो लोग सुनते हैं, और सुनने वाले जो है डिस्को वाले सब है, और जो मार्केटिंग भी है वो भी इसी तरह की है कि यंगस्टर्स के लिए, इसमें कोई ऐसा गाना आपको नहीं मिल रहा है कि जिसमें कुछ ये हो। वोडिंग के साथ देखो तो अभी वो स्टेज वो आ गई है कि बिस्किट खाओगी, चाय पियोगी, फलाना होगा, वो होगा, चलती हो क्या, फलाने वो सब होता था पहले, लेकिन उसके आगे कुछ होता था। तो राइटर भी नए यंगस्टर्स हैं सब, दे टॉक ऑल द टाइम, उसमें चलता है, ये बात भी इंग्लिश में होती है, समझा रहे भी है ड्रामा, तो बोले ना इसी दैट इज वन गर्ल इज कमिंग फ्रॉम दैट एंड सेम टाइप, तो वो तो हर बार हो चुका है, बट द बीच विल बी समथिंग लाइक दैट यू नो, एंड शी इज गोइंग टू वेयर सेक्सी ड्रेस। अभी सेक्स किसको बोलेंगे ये समझ में नहीं आता, सेक्सी ड्रेस किसको बोलेंगे, हमारे हिसाब से घाघरा चोली पहन के जरा पैर ऊपर होता है
तो वो सेक्सी है,
उसमें ज्यादा गिलिंग लगता है, और ये पूरे बदन के साथ तो कुछ दिखता नहीं है, मगर वो चल रहा है तो वो चल रहा है, लेकिन अल्टीमेटली जो अच्छा है वो टिकेगा, तो ये चलते रहते हैं
जी।
तुमको हो पसंद वही बात है।
Tales from a time gone by. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer. Only on The Podcaster.
You know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but he engages. He engages even the interviewer in what he's trying to express. And that has been my takeaway from that Anandji interview that I did. And it's my regret that I did not keep in touch. I had promised to do that. And much later, when another colleague had gotten in touch with him about something, he said, what happened to that other woman who interviewed me? She said she'd be in touch and I regret it. But you live, you learn. Anyway, the other big thing that stands out for me is that Kalyanji Anandji were not really about, you know, composing music, collecting a paycheck and saying, ta-da. They were about a lot more. Pay it forward. That's the phrase that really comes to mind. Through, for example, the Kalyanji Anandji concerts. Uniting the diaspora through its shared love for music and the films. Supporting charity. And then, you know, drawing in the big names so that you had the crowds over there. Whether it was an Amitabh Bachchan or a Lata Mangeshkar. These people came to Kalyanji Anandji nights wherever these were happening. And then little wonders and little stars. And what stood out for me when I asked him about this was the purpose of this. You know, it was basically to handhold young talent through what could later become challenging circumstances in years on account of adolescent development and all of that. Listen to what Anandji had to say.
हाँ, क्योंकि ऐसा है कि बच्चों को हमारे जमाने में तो डांट पड़ती थी ना
right.
बहुत मुश्किल से हम लोगों को इस लाइन में घुसने को मिलता था, क्योंकि सोशली तो अलाउड नहीं था, क्योंकि एक तो जैनी है तो घर में चमड़ा भी नहीं चलेगा
right.
तबला नहीं बजा सकते, ये नहीं कर सकते, वो नहीं कर सकते. तो ये वो धीरे धीरे देखा कि भाई आजकल तो ये है कि माँ बाप अपने बच्चों को लेके बोलते हैं मेरा बेटा शाहरुख खान की तरह ये कर रहा है, कोई बोलेगा मेरा बेटे मेरी बेटी बिल्कुल ऐश्वर्या राय है. तो ये जमाना आ गया है, तो उनको एवरीबॉडी वांट्स टू डू समथिंग. अब उसके लिए होता क्या, सबको जल्दी फौरन कुछ चाहिए, तो वो उनको धीरे धीरे ट्रेन करके जो कुछ हो सकता है वो करते. लेकिन सबसे मुश्किल काम मुझे लगा गाना गाना, क्योंकि एज के साथ आपका नॉलेज तो बढ़ता है लेकिन वॉइस चेंज भी होता है. चेंज जो होता है उस वक्त बड़ी दिक्कत होती है, क्योंकि 12 से 14 साल में जो भी सुनते हो और उनके बच्चे गाते हैं, तो 12 से 14 साल में लड़का हो की आवाज बदलेगी तो उसको ज्यादा तकलीफ ना दें, और कोई ये नहीं बोले कि इसको किसी ने कुछ कर दिया है, किसी ने कुछ कर दिया है. वो नेचुरल ग्रोथ है, चेंज ऑफ ग्लैंड जो है वो उस वक्त होते हैं.
अच्छा.
तो उस वक्त थोड़ा रिलैक्स करेंगे तो उनको तकलीफ नहीं होगी.
अच्छा.
2 साल का सवाल है उसमें वो जल्दबाजी नहीं करें.
हाँ, उनको पुश नहीं करना चाहिए वो टाइम पे. हाँ.
नहीं, वो साइकोलॉजी सब ये बोलते हैं अच्छा गाता था आज क्या हो गया.
हाँ,
तो वो कंफ्यूज हो जाते
So Ravi, you know, I'm thinking, clearly it was not just about composing music, it was bigger. It was about, let's do something more, right?
I think, they had very large hearts right from the beginning. And, Anandji was mentioning that their father told them that, whatever is in your nasib, no one else can take it away from you. So whatever they deserve, it will automatically come to them. So inherently, they were very large-hearted and they felt that, they did not lose anything by giving much more back to the society and to the industry than what they got. And it's their nature. I think they were very jovial and, there were a lot of instances where people would relate, how Kalyanji and Anandji, would crack a joke and lighten the atmosphere. And I think one of the things that they specifically wanted to do was, when you have big stars like Lata Mangeshkar, Mohammed Rafi, they wondered, why others could not get an opportunity to learn and try to become at least a fraction of Lata Mangeshkar or Mohammed Rafi. So they went out and started grooming talent. And I think they wanted to leave behind something apart from just their songs. And
right.
I think the Little Stars and Little Wonders that they started was a great legacy they left behind. Kumar Sanu's name also, comes from Kalyanji Anandji. He used to perform in their shows. Mm. And of course, Alka Yagnik, was trained by both of them, from her childhood days. There were several cases, and I used to read quite often in the 60s and the 70s, where, if there is any disaster in any part of the country, whether it's a flood or an earthquake or whatever, the first persons that would go and do a charity show to garner money for the victims was Kalyanji Anandji. They would do that, and they would also go out to the army men and then conduct shows, so that they can raise their money for them for their various causes. And if you notice, one of the things that they always did was their assistant's name, the conductor's name and the arranger's name would come in a separate card in the titles. So in the 70s, it was quite common to see assistant Babla, arranger Jayakumar Pate, conducted by Frank Fernand. Now, it would come as a separate card in the titles, which meant that they wanted to give importance to those people and show that they had a very distinctive role to play in the music creation process. So I think they were very large-hearted in that point, from that point of view. And of course, they gave a lot back to the industry. So in that sense, they're really immortal, not just with their songs, but with the legacy that they're leaving behind.
And I'm just going to carry on, or rather take a lesson from them, and I'm going to credit all the people who've helped make this podcast possible. First of them, of course, is B. Ravi Shankar, who is our expert on Kalyanji Anandji, who has kindly agreed to join us on the podcast today. And there's also our sound designer for the podcast, who is Brian Christopher Bangera. So I am also going to credit these people for their role in giving us this podcast. How did I do, Ravi? Did I take a leaf out of the book successfully?
Yes. It came out very well, Sital. And
No, I can't let you go like that. What's that one definitive Kalyanji Anandji song, all encompassing? I know it's impossible to do this for you, but one song you'd like to, play, make a clip of, to just give people a taste of what you really love.
Yeah, if there's one song that I would like to highlight, which may not be the normal popular song, but one that I like very much, which again has an inbuilt, rhythm into the melody, is this song, Jiske Sapne, duet by Mahendra Kapoor and Lata Mangeshkar from the movie Geet.
And Ravi, yes, I must also thank you for being part of Flashback and also sharing your love for Kalyanji Anandji's music, your insight into their style and also the human beings that they were. And for our listeners, you can check out Ravi's writing on Evergreen Indian Film Music. That's what the title of the page is, on rsbaab.wordpress.com. Well, thanks a ton, Ravi, and I hope to catch up with you soon again.
Thanks again for inviting me and thinking of me. It's a great opportunity and a privilege to be part of a show that talks about Kalyanji Anandji, and eternally grateful to them for their music, and I'm sure there are millions of others in the world as well. Definitely, whatever little I can do to pay tribute to their music, it's really a privilege to do so.
Jiske sapne hume roz aate rahe dil lubhate rahe.
So here's what I'm going to do, because I ended up smiling so much and laughing quite a bit while I spoke to Anandji all those years ago. I thought, why not do that for you? Why not have you walk away from this conversation with a smile on your face as well? So here it is, Anandji talking about, guess what? No, actually, guess who? His wife. Thank you for joining us on Flashback. We'll be back soon.
Unfortunately, I have one wife.
वो सुन नहीं रही हैं इसलिए आप ऐसे बोल रहे हैं.
लेकिन फॉर्चुनेट उसमें ये हुआ कि जब शादी हुई हमारी तब हमने देखी नहीं था उसको.
अच्छा.
तो वो परंपरा थी, पिताजी ने पसंद की, माँ बाप ने, और वो घूंघट में आई थी. तो उसका एडवांटेज क्या होगा, हम लोगों के आपस में ट्यूनिंग होने में 3-4 साल लग गए. तो कैसे बात करें, घर में माँ बाप है, पिताजी है, मम्मी है, बात करना भी मुश्किल होता था. तो धीरे 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 पहली बच्ची होने के बाद 5 साल के बाद फिर उसको लेते देते धीरे धीरे बात शुरू हुई
जी.
फिर भी घूंघट तो चल ही रहा है
जी. ऐसे
भी आपने देखा होगा कभी उसको पिक्चर में, तो उसके सर पे ये होता है, पल्लू होता है.
अच्छा.
तो उसके बाद अभी अब एब्रॉड जा रहे हैं हम लोग
जी.
तो साथ में वो रहती है हर वक्त, क्योंकि हम मैं वेजिटेरियन हूँ, वेजिटेरियन खाना चाहिए
जी.
ज्यादा पड़ी नहीं है, लेकिन धीरे धीरे वो पिकअप कर लिया उसने सब.
अच्छा.
तो मैं अपना बिजी रहता हूँ किसी के साथ, तो वो ऑपरेशन कर लेती वहाँ से सबके साथ.
अच्छा. उनका नाम बताएंगे?
शांताबेन. मैं बुला भी लूंगा उसको यहाँ पे. हाँ. उसकी भी आवाज सुना देंगे आपको.
हाँ, जरूर जरूर.
शांता. हाँ, शांता बहन आ गई है. गुजराती में बहन का मतलब कोई वो और नहीं होता, सिस्टर नहीं होता.
हाँ, जरूर.
गुजराती में बहन सबको ही बोलते. हेलो
शांता बहन.
नमस्ते जी.
हम ठीक है शांता बहन.
हाँ, मेरा नाम शांता है.
हाँ.
मैं मिसेस आनंद जी हूँ.
हाँ,
बोलिए क्या.
आनंद जी के बारे में आप कुछ बताइए.
लोगों को यही लगता है.
हाँ, कि आप शांत है और आनंद जी गर्म है ऐसे.
नहीं नहीं, ये तो ठंडे हैं.
अच्छा,
पर लोगों को औरतें ज्यादा गर्म यूँ लगती है कि पूरा घर का मैनेजमेंट करना पड़ता है ना. इन लोगों को तो क्या, एक बार ऑर्डर दे दिया फिर बात खत्म हो गई. एक ही कंप्लेन है कि कभी टाइम पे खाना नहीं खाते, इसलिए मैं गर्म हो जाता. बाकी खिलाने का बहुत शौक है. जो कोई भी घर पे आया वो बिना खाए गए तो उनको मजा नहीं आता.
मजा नहीं आता. अच्छा, थैंक यू. और आपका कोई भी फेवरेट गाना हो कल्याण जी आनंद जी ने जो कंपोज किया?
क्या गाना है? जोनी मेरे नाम का.
हाँ, बाबुल प्यारे. yes, इनका गाना पसंद है, लेकिन वैसे भूल चली बाबुल का देश पिया का घर प्यारे लगे.
हाँ.
ये हक जमा के बैठी हुई है.
हमें तो भूल चली बाबुल का देश पिया का घर प्यारा लगे. हमें तो भूल चली बाबुल का देश पिया.
Tales from a time gone by, Flashback with Sheetal Iyer, only on The Podcaster.